she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved my pennies.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. Your hosts, David Blessingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Good morning.
Dancing along to the music, as we do here. Suntanned Colby.
Hey, hello now.
Hey, everybody.
Vacation Colby.
Yeah, you've got summertime suntan going on.
The kids really like the pool, so, you know, it's not a problem getting them to it. It's a problem getting them out of it.
I know.
That's how it works.
Although today, not quite pool weather. Unfortunately, got another one of those dreary days.
It's the weekend. That's
I know. Sun needs to be out while everybody's off of work.
But we needed the rain. We had a nice bunch of storms came through, and we do need the rain.
True that. So. Yes, indeed. And me, I'm Sybil Summers. We're here with you until 10 o'clock. You can call us 877-881-1053 or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. And you can call Autoflex. They are open despite the weather. What's the number, Dave?
Exactly. Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. And always, of course, autoflex.com, where you can do pretty well anything you want to do with Autoflex online without ever leaving the comfort of your easy chair.
That's right. Schedule a test drive, find out what your car's worth, click on the Facebook link, and follow along with all the stories we talk about, and a whole lot more right there online.
You know what? And we're going to talk about a lot of really cool stuff. In the second segment, if you've ever considered leasing a car or if you're leasing a car right now, we're going to dissect a lease, tell you how a lease really works, tell you what to expect, what to watch for, and what to watch out for when you're out there shopping.
Yes, indeed. So stay tuned for that. But right now, let's talk about one of the things that's most important when you're looking at a lease, and that's what your resale value is going to be worth.
Exactly. And Edmunds.com released its third annual Best Retained Value Awards this last week. And basically what they do is they measure the value of vehicles after 5 years, or they project the value of vehicles after 5 years, and these are the winners according to Edmunds.com. These cars all were made by manufacturers that sold at least 100,000 cars in the marketplace, so some cars wouldn't have been included in here, and at least 10,000 of each one of these models must have been sold before it to be eligible.
So we're not going to include Lamborghinis and Ferraris, right, and things like that.
Which, in fact, might appear here just because of percentage of resale, but in this case, they don't sell enough cars. So let's get it started off. No surprise here. Compact truck, the Toyota Tacoma, and they're projecting a 60.2% resale value of its original MSRP after 5 years. That's terribly high.
Now, I want to say this is very important information if you're going to purchase a vehicle as well. If you're trying to determine what brand you want to buy and own, the overall cost, like David always says, is not just the price of the vehicle going in, but what you can get for it when you trade it in or sell it later on. So pay attention.
That's right.
Exactly. And if you looked at it that way, Ford and Toyota tied for the most vehicle winners, and they had four apiece. The site also picked three apiece from both Chevrolet and Honda. So there were a lot of manufacturers that did really well. And as we've talked about on the show before, cars are getting better and better and better every year. I mean, cars are phenomenally better than they were 10 years, and they're a lot better than they were 5 years ago. So
I'm very pleased with how many American-made vehicles are on this list of the top.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Resale
so,
value.
In fact, for the convertible under $35,000, it's the all-American Ford Mustang. Convertibles $35,000 to $40,000, the Camaro.
Yep.
And convertibles over $45,000, the Ford Shelby GT, all with great resale values. Now, when you get down into the smaller coupe area, they like the Honda Civic the best.
Always.
The Civic Coupe. Yeah. And it's a great resale car. It does what it's supposed to do, and it doesn't break.
It's also highly stolen.
That's right. Those interchangeable parts.
Exactly.
Always have full coverage insurance on that vehicle, no matter how old it gets.
Yeah, because they will steal parts off of it, or the whole car for parts.
Right.
Okay, back to our list. This one I was a little surprised at. In the coupe in the $25,000 to $35,000 range, the Dodge Challenger. And I know that that's a terribly popular car right now. I just haven't seen enough history on that car to think that the resale would be that high.
It's still a beast. It's a good-looking car.
Oh, it is, and it's a great-looking car. Moving past that, then a no-brainer almost, the $35,000 to $45,000 coupe is the BMW 3 Series. It's got great resale value. And then finally, the coupe over $45,000, Chevrolet Corvette.
Woohoo!
And people, I don't know that everyone realizes Corvettes have great resale value.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
I didn't realize a Corvette was considered a coupe.
Yeah, it's
but
a two-door.
I guess, yeah, it wouldn't be a sedan, so that does make more sense.
Exactly. The hybrid, the Toyota Prius, and just to highlight, that car is probably the only hybrid that would have been eligible given the requirements of the numbers.
Right, because you have to sell 100,000.
Exactly. Okay. Large light-duty truck, the Silverado. Heavy-duty truck, GMC Sierra. The small sedan, Ford Focus, what a great car that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great-looking car, and they've just built a wonderful car. Sedan in the mid-range, Honda Civic. Sedan, a little higher range, Dodge Charger. Again, that's a little surprising.
Another Dodge.
And then the big sedan, over $40,000, Porsche Panamera.
Hmm.
And again, really, really good resale value on that vehicle. And then you get into the little SUVs, and the Nissan Rogue was number one, and I've always liked that car. SUV 25 to 35, Jeep Wrangler. And Jeep Wranglers have maybe the best resale value of any car out there, maybe beside the Mini. And
other
Minis
that,
have tremendous resale value.
And they're so timeless. I mean, Jeeps are just always cool. They have been for 30, 40 years now. And
longer than that. Yeah.
But people of all ages like them.
Since the 40s. What, the Willys?
Yeah, the Willys Jeep. And they were built, they were originally built for the armed forces because they were an all-purpose vehicle.
Okay. And didn't they use them as postal trucks for a while?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And Roy Rogers had one in his series in 1955. So it was named Clarabel.
Nice. Good trivia.
It is.
Saturday morning trivia for you.
So then the Toyota 4Runner on the next SUV with the best resale value.
That's an amazing resale value on those things.
It is. And then the Lexus LX570 for the luxury SUV. If you go to Vans, the Honda Odyssey had the best resale. Toyota Venza, which is sort of a little wagon, had really great resale. And finally, over $35,000, the Ford Flex. And if you've never driven or ridden in one of those vehicles, you will be amazed. It is so quiet.
And smooth.
And smooth and comfortable. That Ford Flex is a great car.
If you can get your mind wrapped around the box that it is.
It is not exactly aerodynamic.
No.
But it is great looking, I think.
It is. And when you
just
get
like
inside,
the big bulky look.
And I'm all about the interior because you just walk up to the car and then you get in. But I know that everybody else sees you driving the car and makes a determination about who or what you are, right?
Yeah, what you do for a living, what kind of house you have.
Right.
But where we spend our time is inside the car.
You're right. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people see it that way.
Well, and we hope they don't start because people tend to drive their egos, and we like that in the car business. If you're in the business of selling cars, you want a car that appeals to someone's ego.
Yes.
Exactly.
They need to come out with a car called the Ego, the Ford Ego.
Oh, my God.
See?
What a great idea.
Something like that might work. Speaking of Fords.
Yeah, you know, the 2015 Ford Mustang has been spotted in testing, and it's going to look a whole lot, I think, like that Mustang Evos concept car they've got out there. Big, long hood, sort of a Maserati looking. The retro Mustang is going to be gone in 2015. It's going to be very modern, very sleek, long hood, low lines, and an awesome-looking car. Hmm. If you want to see that concept car, you can go to autoflex.com and click on our Facebook page. And we've got some pictures of that that Mustang Evos there. Give you a good idea of what that 2015 Mustang will probably look like.
I can't believe they already have the 2015s like out on the road.
They got to test them.
Well, they're testing them. They're still clad with all the black plastic covering up their body panels.
GM announced this week that they are going to slash, and I'm going to use this language because it came out of Auto News. This isn't mine, folks. GM slashes the prices of the Chevrolet Volt to boost stalling sales. It's hard to say Volt and boost right afterwards, just in case you're wondering. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, GM is whacking $4,000 off the price of the 2013 Volts. Here's the scary part. They're knocking $5,000 off of the 2012s, which means they still got them.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not good. So with a starting price of $39,995, the final price could be as low as $28,495 because we're contributing $7,500, all of us, because of the $7,500 tax credit. In California, they get an additional $1,500 from the state. And if you pay a down payment of $2,400, you can qualify for a Volt with a $269 monthly payment on a 36-month lease. Now, let me tell you how that works. If they say the down payment is $2,399, which is what they say, that does not include tax, title, license, or first payment. So here's what you're looking at. $2,399 plus $24.99 in sales tax, plus about $260 in titling and license, plus your first payment, which means your out-of-pocket expense would be $5,425 to get a Volt for $269 for 36 months. So it's really a lot of money in order to get into the car. And, of course, that includes the $7,500 tax credit that we all provide.
That's one of those things a lot of people don't realize. It's, David, what you call the DVR commercials where you have to pause it and read the fine print offering something like that.
Whenever you see those really low lease payments, they've always got a down payment attached to them. What people don't relate to is in Texas, we have upfront sales tax. So you have to pay 6.25% of the price of the car, plus that down payment, plus your first payment, plus tax plus titling and license.
I want to explain, generally, when we see these ads on television, those are national ads. They play them in every state. So every state has different registration and sales tax fees. They cannot automatically include that. So,
and in Texas, it's 6.25% that you have to add in to get to that payment.
Oh, but if you're up in Chicago, it's like 9% sales tax in the city.
Ooh, and there's a monthly use tax up there also. Mm-hmm. They don't lease many cars in Chicago. There's a 9% city tax and a 9% monthly use tax, which raises the rate to 18%.
Yowza. I don't think they want any cars in that city.
Well, Chicago needs tax money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. So, and in speaking of Volt, here's the reverse side or the unintended consequences of what we do sometimes. Everybody's wanting to drive electric cars and hybrids and save gasoline, and that's a great thing. What they didn't consider is those people aren't buying gas like they used to because they're driving an electric car.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess where we get the money to fix our roads? Gas tax.
Mm.
So... There you have it.
Did they think about all that?
Well, they didn't.
In
and
advance?
So now they are starting
while to. They gave that $7,500 tax credit.
And there's a bill in Michigan right now to tax additionally anyone that drives a hybrid or an electric car because they're not buying enough gasoline or not buying as much gasoline, which doesn't support the roads like they should, the road taxes. So they're considering adding a tax onto all EVs and hybrids. And that's in Michigan. There's several states that have already done it. If you looked at, lost it. Anyway, there are several states that have already done it. So if you're driving an EV, it may sound sort of goofy, but they may tax you again. In fact, Nebraska, Virginia, and Washington have already enacted a tax on EVs and hybrids to help raise money to keep the roads fixed.
Is that kind of done through the registration fees?
No, they have an annual fee that they pay on in addition to. In other words, it's just an additional tax that they pay each year to the state. And the state uses that money to repair the roads to replace the money that they're not getting because these people aren't buying as much gasoline.
Gotcha. When we return, we're going to break down how a lease works. If you've ever wondered, maybe you've got questions, there's a lot of myths out there about leases. Now's a good time to call us, 877-881-1053. We'll be back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing, David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby with a suntan, and me, Sybil. Our phone number to the studio is 877-881-1053. Our Autoflex Leasing fan text is 43733, and you can call Autoflex. They are open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you want to see all of our great pre-owned cars, many of which that are on sale right now, you can go to autoflex.com and click on pre-owned cars.
And one of the things a lot of people always wonder when they're trying to determine whether or not leasing is right for them, why should I lease? Why should I buy? Which one is the best? And what are some of the factors that count for people who are trying to figure out which one to do?
Exactly. And, you know, leasing has a lot of advantages and it also has some disadvantages. So what we'll do is we'll talk a little bit about that. And we'll also talk about how leases are structured, how they pay down so that you understand where your money goes and when, and what you can expect if you lease a car. Also, things to look for and things to look out for. Okay, first of all, a lease is an agreement to use a vehicle for a certain period of time for a certain amount of money. It's as simple as that. It's as much a rental as it is anything else. Although, if it's longer than 6 months in length, if the agreement is, it is considered a lease. Anything shorter than 6 months is considered a rental, and that's in Texas and also by the federal government through Regulation M, which governs leasing. So You keep a car, how long? That's the first question. In fact, if you're considering a lease, the first thing that they should ask you when they talk to you, if you're talking to a dealer or leasing company, is how long do you normally keep a car? Because that may determine whether or not a lease works for you.
And there have been studies that prove that only 25% of the people are the drive it till the wheels fall off people.
Mm-hmm.
You all may plan to be that person, but as soon as that thing gets out of warranty or starts costing you a little extra money.
Right.
Or you have an extra kiddo, or you lose a kiddo, or they move out, go to college.
Yeah,
your needs change.
Empty nester, okay.
Sure.
We're not losing a kiddo. Yeah, when things change in your life, the car needs to change as well, and people don't really plan that out over the period of years.
Right.
So 75% of the people out there probably could lease a car.
Mm-hmm.
And so then it becomes, how long do you keep the car? Because if you keep the car between 3 and 5 years, there's your first idea of what you should do. Now, here's what a lease involves. The reason a lease is less than if you buy a car in monthly payment is you only pay for the part of the car you're going to use. The leasing company figures out what the car is going to be worth at the end of your term, and that's important. They don't figure out what it's going to be worth halfway through the term or three quarters of the way through, at the end of the term, because leases are contracts and you have to stay for the term. So we figured out what it's going to be worth at the end, and then you can pay for that much of the car, the depreciation, the difference in the price when you got it, and what it's worth at the end of the term. Subtract the residual value from the initial cost. That gives you the depreciation. That's what you're paying for the car. If you finance the car, you pay for the whole thing. If you lease the car, you pay for the part of the car you're going to use. The payments are less. It's pretty simple. Now, the residual value is the resale value or the trade-in value at the end. And on most leases, it's guaranteed. So if you don't want to have to worry about resale value, a lease is a pretty good way to go. If you're not worried about resale value and you want to buy the car, then you can go ahead and buy the car and you have the risk at the end. If you lease it, the leasing company has the risk at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does a lease work? You start making payments. You start driving the car. First thing you have to realize is the car is going to lose somewhere between 20 and 30% of its value when you drive it off the lot.
Day one.
And it always works that way. So if you had a $40,000 car, it's going to be worth somewhere in the neighborhood of $30,000, $32,000 when you drive it off the lot. But you haven't made a payment yet. So you've lost that value. So the car is, in the terms of the industry, they call it being upside down. It's going to be upside down because you're going to owe more on the car than it's worth. It's going to stay that way all the way to the end of the lease if you lease the car. If you buy the car, you'll hit an equity point because you've been paying more every month. And sometime in a five-year arrangement, sometime around year 3.5 or 4, if you buy the car, you'll hit an equity point. Why does it take so long? Well, the car depreciates so quickly when you get it. And when the bank collects your payments or the leasing company, they collect all the interest first, sort of like a home loan. So even though you're making those payments of $300 a month, the first payment you make, $299, goes to interest, and about $1 goes to the car.
Might be exaggerated slightly, but that's pretty close.
It's pretty close. So the car loses about $10,000 in value. You make a payment of $300, and about $1 or $2 goes to the value of the car. The rest of it goes to interest. So as you make those payments, more and more go to the value of the car and less to interest, but they collect that interest up front.
Yes, they do. And there are some other factors that will also come into play when it comes to the depreciation of your vehicle. How many miles do you drive? Do you drive 5,000 miles a year? Do you drive 25,000 miles a year? Have you avoided all the hailstorms and been in the garage when those happened? Have you avoided those people who were texting and while they were driving and not paying attention and didn't run into you in the intersection? You know, these are things that damage and miles and then, of course, extenuating factors like what gas prices do and so forth will also affect the value of your car.
And I want to say this too. Again, leasing is not for everyone. If you don't take care of your car very well, I would consider not leasing then because you have to take care of a lease car. Now, whether you take care of your car or not, you end up in the same spot because if you don't take care of your car very well, when you trade the car in, they're going to knock it some. It won't be worth as much because you haven't taken care of it as well.
You have scrapes on all your bumpers. You never got them fixed. If you haven't been changing your oil and some lights are on the dash.
So when you go to sell that car, whoever you're selling it to is going to see the lights on the dash. They're going to see the scrapes and the scratches, and they're going to think, I got to get this painted. I got to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to give you less for the
car.
They're
going to start deducting.
So it's sort of a wash in that respect, but it's a lot cleaner a transaction if you take care of your car when you lease. Now, let's talk about what you hear in the marketplace, because you see a lot of ads, $199 a month for a $30,000 car. Well, That could mean a couple of things. It could mean you have to make a really big down payment to get there, because otherwise the numbers don't make any sense. Or maybe they've inflated or raised the residual at the end of the lease in order to make the payment lower. That's great. That's a bargain for you if you plan on keeping the car for only that period of time and not buying it. You want the highest residual you can get. But it also means that it's going to make it very, very tough if you decide to trade early. Because the higher the residual, the less depreciation you're paying toward the car. The less you're paying down the principal. So if you have a lease with a really high residual, plan on staying in it for the term, because you can't get out early. Finally, no lease is designed to early terminate. No lease is designed to be 60 months long and have you reach a point at 36 or 48 months where you can get out.
I'll get you out early. Don't worry. Just sign right there.
That's a damn lie.
Miles don't matter.
There's the truth, there's lies, and damn lies. That's a damn lie.
Gotcha.
You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, no lease is designed to leave early, and if you look at the contract, it'll tell you that. You're in for 60 months, for 48 months. Whatever you're in for, you're in for. If someone is telling you they'll get you out early, run. Don't walk. Run away, because they're not telling the truth.
That's right. 877-881-1053 is the number. Let's head out to Denton and check in with Jim. Good morning, Jim. You're on with David, Tammy, and Sybil.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's up, Jim?
My question is, my wife and I I'm graduating college in December. My wife is graduating in May.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And probably, pretty obvious that we're getting inundated with graduate program financing from all the different manufacturers.
Sure.
Graduate programs. However, none of them include leasing. So my question is, better to do my homework, better to not get in a rush to try to find a car, because we're a one-car family, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Better to just do my homework and just take my time, look at all the options. Because I'm for a lease. I'm trying to sell my wife on leasing. But, she's more of the conventional purchaser, wants to keep the car for a while. She's not one of these people that has to have a new car every so many years. Me, I'm quite the opposite. I want something, every two or three years, as that mileage goes up. And we currently have a 2008 Pilot, and we love it. We bought it certified used about 3.5 years ago, and we're holding on to that for our son, who is going to start driving next year. So, and since we've had it in the last 3.5 years, given that's our only car, we put about 50,000 miles on it. Now, trying to figure out how many miles, we drive a year is really difficult at this point, because we both have used the car.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's one of those things where, like you were just discussing, if you sign the lease, the terms on a lease, then you're in it, much like a lease on a house or any other lease contract you sign. Once you're in it, you're in it.
Jim, you sound like one of the more rational people that I've ever spoken to about automobiles, first of all. Secondly, you're averaging about $14,285 a year if you've put 50,000 on in 3.5. Yeah, 14,285 miles a year if you've put 50,000 miles on in 3.5 years. So the mileage certainly would not rule out a lease as you are driving right now. I'm not, as you said, you don't know how that'll change. The biggest difference that we see in people that buy and lease is the people, as Tammy said, the people that buy always are going to keep the car forever, but you run into things in time that cause that not to work as well, because the equipment, for one thing, safety equipment changes.
Mm-hmm. Technology.
Cool
bells and whistles.
And then when the car's out of warranty, now you've got a Pilot, which means it's a great car. It doesn't take a lot of maintenance. But when a car's out of warranty, you always have a possibility of having those large unexpected expenses. And that's another reason a lot of people decide not to keep a car forever.
Right.
So we have a lot of clients that have one person that's leasing and one person that's owning. And generally they will rotate those cars through the family. Generally it's been the wife that gets the new car, right? Husband gets the old car passed down. And then the kids get whatever's left over. But it doesn't have to, if you're going to have one car each, let her have the car that you buy and keep forever, and then you do your lease, and that keeps everybody happy, right?
True. and two, it just seems like right now, all the leases from the manufacturers that you see are
3 years, low miles.
Well, yeah, 3-year low mile, and they want anywhere between $2,500 and $3,000 down.
Yeah, and that's Jim, that's advertising. They want to be able to advertise a very, very low payment out there. So they ask for all the fine print tells you got to pay that. You don't really have to pay that.
Not with us. You can go with no down payment, roll everything in. Lots of people do. They leave our place without writing a check at all except for their first payment. You pay your first lease payment up front because you're about to drive the car. So when you rent, you pay ahead, and when you buy, you pay in arrears.
And if you're considering leasing, never lease a car for one day longer than you plan on keeping the car. Mm-hmm. So if you're planning on keeping it 3 years, lease it for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, whatever you plan on. But don't lease a car longer and plan on trading it early because it doesn't work well. Even with a lease with no termination penalties, which you hear a lot in ads, you know, no termination penalty. The termination penalty is not what costs you.
The trade-in value.
It's the trade-in value that costs you money.
Versus the payoff.
And so when you hear that, that's sort of a half-truth. So always lease a car for the right term for you and for your family.
I do want to say that the market has been so strange over the past 5 years. Back in 08 and 09 when the economy tanked, the banks got a little more conservative with the residual values. So there were a lot of opportunities for people to trade out early because the cars held their value better than the banks projected. But you can't guarantee that because you never know what the future value is going to be. You never know what the condition of the vehicle is going to be, the mileage, et cetera.
And you don't know whether the company that manufactures the vehicle is going to start selling fleets of them to rental outfits.
And flood the market.
And flood the market with them. So there's no guarantee you can ever get. So you always lease a car for the period of time you plan on keeping it, not one day longer. And the idea in leasing is you don't spend any money you don't have to spend, so never make a down payment going into a lease.
Right.
Does that help you at all?
Absolutely.
And if you're going to buy a car, buy a pre-owned car. You've already done it once with that Pilot. It's a really smart way to go. You saved a lot of money right there.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate it.
You're
Thanks,
welcome.
Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck to you and the missus with your new college degrees.
I know.
That's exciting.
I want to mention one more thing, that if you are leasing the vehicle, another thing that you're completely eliminated is the you're not open to the market. You know,
you
if the car
resale
does diminish in value, whether you have an accident or there's hail damage, and even though you get these things repaired, it affects the future value of the car. So with the lease, you can give it back to the leasing company.
Right.
You don't have to take the hit from that accident that you had.
I guess the bottom line is leasing is a good way to go for a lot of people. In fact, maybe most people. But when you lease, you have to realize that whatever you're doing is on the contract, and that is all. No matter what you're told by anyone, the only thing that matters is what's on the lease. If you're wondering about anything and you're dealing with someone, ask them to send you a copy of the contract before you go there. Mm-hmm. Because that'll prevent problems. I know we talked to customers that say they got there wherever they were going, and the lease contract was not what they had agreed to on the telephone. Maybe it was longer, and they would say, hey, we'll get you out early. You'll reach a trade point here or here or here. As Tammy said, you can't ever plan on that. I mean, there's no way to know. So if it's too good to be true, which that is, it's usually not.
Now, what we do is review all of the accounts constantly, and we look for the vehicles that are able to trade out early, because it does happen from time to time based upon miles and condition and so forth. And then we contact our clients and let them know what's going on. Then they can make a decision.
We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. Our phone number is 877-881-1053. Our AutoFlex Leasing fan text is 43733. And you can call AutoFlex. They are open. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. AutoFlex.com, if you want to do the whole thing online, makes it a lot easier.
Yes, indeed.
And you know, I should have finished up with one other thing after that leasing segment. We also have a program called the Flex Buy, which allows you to purchase the car but still have the benefits of the lease. It has a resale value or a balloon at the end that you're not obligated to pay. You can simply walk away. But you actually own the car. Now, if you want to do a 3 or 4 year test drive on a car and you're planning on buying it, the Flex Buy would be the best way to do it, because at the end, if you've leased the car and you buy it at the end, you have to pay sales tax again. If you do a Flex Buy on the car and you buy it at the end, you don't have to pay sales tax again.
Love it.
And one other quick thing on leasing. If you lease a car for 24, 36, 48 months, whatever you're leasing for, one of the considerations needs to be that at the end of the term, one way or another, you're going to have to pay sales tax again to get another vehicle. So if you do a 24-month lease, if you do two 24-month leases, it might be better to look at a 48-month lease and not have to pay double sales tax in 48 months. So just an idea, you know, when you're thinking about a shorter term.
Speaking of leasing, we are getting some AutoFlex leasing fan texts coming in now. Lexi and Rowlett asks the question, I've never leased, but let's say you're in one and the lease comes up. What leverage does the customer have to get another good lease that they're happy with?
Well, I think probably the biggest thing is it's just a very competitive market out there. And everyone has a tremendous amount of information available to them online.
The leverage you have is they want to put you in their car.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whether you have a trade-in or not, it doesn't matter if you have a trade. If you can buy and you have credit and all that, go in.
Right.
Negotiate. It's the power of negotiation.
It is. Do a little homework, too. Again, research who you're dealing with. Go online, look at their ratings and stuff, because that'll tell you a whole lot about the company.
Mm-hmm. Now, part of the reason that we're even going into this whole explanation of leases is I'm amazed at how many people call and they have been led astray by just different stories. And there are a lot of misconceptions. And I hear, oh, what about the horror stories of when you turn it in and all the excess wear and tear? Well, the excess wear and tear, like David mentioned before, if you don't take care of your car, it has excess wear and tear. Right.
And that's going to be the same.
Whether you buy it or lease it.
Exactly.
And like you said, it will affect you when you go to trade in the car because the dealer or whoever you're going to try to sell the car to will start deducting money from the value of that car because of the condition it's in.
Right.
Okay. So when you lease the vehicle, what they want is for you to turn the car back in just as good a condition as they gave it to you. No, they don't expect a brand new car when it's 4 years later. But they don't expect a bunch of whiskey dents. And scrapes on the bumpers.
Whiskey dents.
And curb rash on the wheels.
Curb rash and whiskey dents.
Thick, gooey oil that you've never changed. They don't expect that. They expect you to maintain their piece of property and give it back to them in good condition. So really, there's no horror stories. Just take care of the vehicle.
Right.
And whether you own it or lease it.
Another AutoFlex leasing fan text. Serious question. How much would it cost to lease a Dodge Dakota? Well, I don't know. That's from Loco. And Loco, you're an 817. If I were you, I would call 817-234-1234. I don't have the FlexLease computer system here. I can't tell you. But they can tell you if you'll call that Tarrant County office.
Mm-hmm. And they're open right now, Loco. Give them a shout. Okay, let's talk a little bit about body shops and insurance and how it all works together.
Well, you know, here's how it works. When you have an accident, you have to take your car in to get it fixed. And hopefully, you've got an appraiser that looks at your car that gives an independent opinion of what it's going to take to fix it based on experience and research, and you get your car fixed. But sometimes it doesn't work that way. And in Connecticut, a judge has just ordered the Hartford Insurance Company to pay $20 million to body shops because the insurance company influenced the appraisers that looked at those cars and got them to pay less than market for the repairs. In other words, they cheap-shotted the repairs on your cars if you were in Hartford, if you were in Connecticut, because this was a statewide thing and not a national thing.
They didn't want to pay a fair labor rate?
They didn't pay a fair labor rate. And the thing that probably really got them on this was they never published anything, and they never said anything, but what they did was they told their appraisers to make all of their agreements verbal, not to write anything down, because they knew what they were doing was wrong.
Dangerous territory if you don't get it in writing.
Well, guess what?
Get everything in writing.
People leave. And when one of your employees leaves, if they're a little mad, they can cost you a lot of money if you're not doing right. So this judge in Connecticut ordered the Hartford Insurance Company to pay $20 million back to about 1,500 body shops located in Connecticut because they were paid a substandard labor rate.
Yowza.
Real quickly, also, I thought this was sort of fun because I'm an old skydiver. So Audi ran some research on how stressful it was to drive in traffic. Does traffic stress you out?
I don't think you have to do any research to figure this one out.
Well, but they did.
It is stressful.
Very.
They used facial and body tracking. They used skin conductance. They used environmental recordings to measure the stress and frustration of the drivers while they were in traffic.
I would have blown that stuff off the chart.
I think everything my dashboard and steering wheel have to go to therapy because all the yelling that I've done to them.
Yes, and gripping, white knuckle gripping.
Okay, now my sister, my lovely sister, and I never knew this about her. The first time I ever rode with her in a car, we start driving, and she, in a couple of minutes, she starts screaming at people. we're sitting in the car, the windows are up, they can't hear, and she's yelling at them.
Yeah.
She's calling them dummies and stuff, and I went, wow.
It feels good, though. It feels good to get it out.
Have you ever driven by that person, though, that you can't hear them, but you can see their mouth just looking at you going,
oh, yeah. That's my sister.
Yeah.
I
do that, too. I'm not a big cusser, but in traffic, yes.
Well,
nobody ever curses at me because I just don't hold anybody up.
Right.
Sybil never holds anybody up.
Oh, never.
Oh, that's true. She leads the pack.
I do. I'm always gunning it.
Blazing the trail.
During this research, and I'm sure that this is pretty useless, basically, but they did in fact monitor some people while they were skydiving, and those same people while they were driving, and some of them got more stressed out by driving than they did jumping out of an airplane.
That's insane. Mm-hmm. Yes, but that just goes to show you how
maybe once you jump out of the plane, it's like, well, might as well not get stressed. It's either going to open or it isn't.
Right.
Nothing I could do now.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Wrapping up the final moments of the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Colby Sapp, and me, Sybil. If you want to send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text, you still got time. 43733 is the number. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They're open at both locations. And what are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you're way out where you can barely hear the radio. And Autoflex.com on the World Wide Web. You can also go to Autoflex.com, like our Facebook page, and read all the stories we're doing on the air and a lot more in depth and a lot of other stories and cool videos.
That's right. Speaking of the Autoflex Leasing fan text, somebody asked the question, if a person wants a new vehicle with a specific package, where do you get that vehicle for them?
We get our cars from the fleet departments with the dealers that that sell cars, different manufacturers' dealers. All over the country. So no matter what you want, we'll get it for you. In fact, a big part of our business is people calling us and saying, I've been told I can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always have it. It's somewhere. They build millions of them. They're like little speckled puppies.
Let us spoil you.
You just have to look.
Right.
You have what you want.
Most places, they want you to buy the car on the lot. Mm-hmm. So if you want the white one with the gray interior and they got the white one with the tan interior, they're going to tell their guy, hey, go sell them the tan interior.
Yes.
When you call us, we'll find the gray interior.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
They always told me, sell what you see.
Oh, okay.
But it's out there on the lot. That's what you can sell.
I love that I got what I wanted with Autoflex because I don't even remember where it came from. I want to say New Mexico or something, but I wanted the charcoal gray with the gray interior.
Right.
And at the time, we had charcoal gray with, I think, tan interior.
Or black.
Yeah. But you were able to get me the charcoal gray with the gray interior
it's a
like I wanted.
Combo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With the gray wood grain.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, do you have a car lot? Yes. We have a facility at Central Expressway just south of Beltline in Richardson and on I-20 just west of the Parks Mall or Cooper in Arlington.
Yeah, so you're never too far away from an Autoflex Leasing.
But we'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the other thing.
I spoke to a couple of old customers this week who, previous customers, they're not old, who love the fact that we could bring the cars to them.
Yes.
You know, they don't even have to leave the comfort of their home
or office.
The work that they've got, they don't want to leave the office, we'll bring it out to you.
Makes a big difference.
One call does it all.
There's a lot of changes coming in the infotainment systems that we're seeing in our cars because
this is
now
wild.
They do a lot of stuff. And so all of the big electronics and communications companies are wanting to get in on this. Apple, maybe more than anyone else, Apple wants to have your car display the same screen that you see on your iPad or your iPhone and all of the functions to work through your iPhone or your iPad. And so it's a little scary in a way because for manufacturers, because everyone doesn't have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have Androids.
Right.
That wouldn't work with this. But Apple is wanting to standardize that as much as they can with the different manufacturers to help promote their product. In the same voice, there's a company called Cloud Car, and this I thought was really revolutionary. They want to set up a software system that you can access through your internet connection in your car, and it will do everything for you out of the cloud. So if you wanted to hear Dire Straits, it wouldn't necessarily pull Dire Straits from your iTunes account. It might pull it from Pandora.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from one of the sources. It would also be interconnected with maps from all over the country. It would be interconnected with everything you could be interconnected with on the internet, and it would give you the ability to access that information while in your car, while driving. All verbal commands, no looking, no touching, which is really pretty smart. And that's maybe the most revolutionary thing I've heard of, because that would essentially put your car online and give you access to everything else that you had, which is pretty cool.
That sounds awesome. I love that idea, because really you would never get no for an answer. You'd always be able to find what you're looking for.
Exactly. And speaking of, Audi has a new app out for their vehicles, and it's called it's made by ParkMe Incorporated out of Santa Monica, California, and it collects parking data from operators of parking garages and lots in 1,800 cities in 19 different countries. So if you're looking for a parking space, they have an app now for Audi that you can find an empty parking space.
There's an app for that.
At one of those spots. So you tell it where you want to go. It notifies the parking lot. The parking lot then in turn tells you where the parking space is located and gives you turn-by-turn directions to get there. Now, how helpful would that be at North Park during Christmas?
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you.
Now, do you have to have an Audi to be able to use this app?
Yes.
Okay.
This is an Audi-only app right now.
I can see that spreading to all the manufacturers pretty soon.
I can, yeah. Yeah.
I do wonder, though, what if you get there? I mean, how much time does it take to get there? Because what if by the time you pull up, somebody else has already snuck in the spot?
Well, part of the app gives you the ability to reserve that spot with the lot.
Wow.
So they hold that spot for you until you get there, because you're guaranteed business for them if you go in and do that. So you can actually reserve your parking spot before you go.
That's pretty cool. Airports and everything. Love it. We've got an AutoFlex Leasing fan text here, 43733. I've got a 2010 Challenger, but I'm wanting to get a newer pre-owned Challenger with package silver with red graphics. Do you think you could find that one?
Absolutely. If it's built, we can find it. That's what we do. We have websites that they have literally every car on the internet located on one site, and there's a couple of them out there that we use. They're mainly commercial websites. They're what people in the business use. But you can tell it whatever you want to tell it. And if there is a car for sale, the last time I looked, they had over 5 million cars.
Wow.
On those websites. So we can find anything.
And we also search within our own client base to find specific vehicles that are coming off of lease or being traded in. We have we keep track of every car that everybody's in. That's how we also track where you are in your lease or your loan, and we also contact you to let you know when you're in a good position to trade. But we'll search our own database as well as outside in the big wide world, because when you know the customers already and you kind of know how they take care of their cars, that gives us a little bit more confidence in presenting that vehicle to you as your next purchase.
Yes. So AutoFlex Leasing will find it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Another fan text here. I drive 150 miles a day, 6 days a week. I was thinking of a Honda CRZ. Is that a good choice? And do you guys know how long the batteries last?
Most of those batteries have a minimum warranty of 8 years on them that we're seeing right now.
That's pretty good.
So, yeah, it's a long time. And that's what, if you, all the way up to Tesla, I think Tesla does 8 years on theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota's about the same, 8 to 10 years. The replacement cost on those batteries is considerable also. In giving someone advice, they were coming to the end of a fairly long hybrid lease. And, of course, the car had big batteries in it, lots of them. And my advice to them was not to buy that car at the end of the lease, because by doing that, that would push them over into the area in which that battery might need to be replaced. And that's going to really negatively affect the resale value of the car. Anyone that's going to buy that car is going to think, oh, well, in less than a year, that car may need a battery. So I'm going to have to replace that. So I'm not going to give as much for it.
I just met with one of my previous clients yesterday who purchased a lease return Mercedes SL 550. We did an extended warranty. That warranty is about to expire. So now he's trying to decide, do I get rid of this one, get something new? You know, I don't want to drive this thing out of warranty because it's already had issues. You know, it's already been in for these repairs. So that's something to consider when you're trying to decide how long you want to keep a vehicle and your overall cost. Put an extended warranty on of any vehicle that you want to keep for a long time. I think it's just a good idea. They are priced differently based upon the repair cost and the possibility of repairs for that vehicle. A Honda, the extended warranty is pretty cheap. They still can get used. You know, if your air conditioning goes out, there's nothing like going in and paying zero to get it fixed versus finding out it's going to be $2,000. The more expensive vehicles and the more electronic components and all the things like navigation and all the bells and whistles you have, the more things there are to fail. So think about those extended warranties on a pre-owned vehicle, because that turns that pre-owned vehicle kind of new as far as your financial concerns, and it gives you that extra confidence.
Yes. Well, if we didn't get a chance to answer your AutoFlex Leasing fan text, you can call. They are open today, 817 or 972-234-1234, or go online to AutoFlex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Thank you to Colby, for David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Well,